Driver cited after damaging Vienna police motorcycle. A motorist was traveling southbound on Nutley Street, SW, on June 4 at 10:35 a.m. when the vehicle struck a Vienna Police Department motorcycle that was stopped, with its emergency lights on, at Virginia Center Boulevard at Nutley Street while the officer provided a school crossing. The impact caused minor damage to the motorcycle. The motorist continued onto the ramp of westbound Interstate 66, where another officer stopped the vehicle. Police issued the driver a summons charging failure to pay full time and attention. Vienna resident reports someone cut down one of his trees. A resident living in the 1100 block of Hillcrest Drive, SW, told Vienna police that his neighbor had approached him May 27 about cutting the branches of a tree that were leaning against the neighbor's fence. The resident advised the neighbor he would take care of them, but a few days later, the resident found someone had cut the tree down to its stump. Vienna man says someone destroyed his mailbox. A man living in the 1000 block of Delilah Drive, SW, told Vienna police on May 31 at 12:26 p.m. that someone had knocked over his mailbox, breaking the post. Merchandise damaged in front of Vienna carpet shop. The owner of Herat Oriental Rugs, 134 Maple Avenue, E., told Vienna police on June 1 at 10 a.m. that someone had been damaging the merchandise placed in front of the store. Vienna man reports suspicious activity on bank account. A resident living in the 100 block of Cunningham Park Court, SE, informed Vienna police on May 28 at 2 p.m. that there had been suspicious activity on his bank account. The bank immediately closed his account and reopened a new one to prevent any potential fraud, police said. Man's wallet stolen from unlocked vehicle at Vienna Park. A local resident informed Vienna police that on June 1 between 1 and 4:30 p.m. his wallet, which contained U.S. currency, credit and debit cards, and his driver's license, was stolen from his unlocked vehicle while he was at Jonas Park, 1319 Ross Drive, S.W. A short time later, he discovered fraudulent charges had been made to his cards, police said. Juvenile's phone, charger stolen during athletic practice in Vienna. A juvenile reported to Vienna police that on June 1 between 7:30 and 9:50 p.m. his phone and charger had been stolen while he was practicing on the ball fields near the Vienna Community Center, 120 Cherry Street, S. E. Vienna Business reports someone started campfire behind building. An employee at Purple Onion Catering Company, 416 Maple Avenue, W. told Vienna police that on June 2 at 4 a.m. an unknown person had started a campfire inside one of the catering tents behind the building. According to a security video, the person left the area a few hours before employees arrived. The fire caused no damage and only a bottle of water was missing, police said. Vienna restaurant owner bans suspicious man from property. The owner of Maggio's restaurant, 421 Maple Avenue, E., told Vienna police on June 3 at 10:40 a.m. that there was a suspicious man wandering around her business and she wanted him trespassed from the premises. An officer located the man, advised him of the trespass notice and told him he may be charged if he returned to the restaurant. Two men steal vapes from Vienna store. An employee at Vienna Tobacco, 401 Maple Avenue, E., informed Vienna police June 3 at 8:45 p.m. that two men had stolen two vapes from the store and fled the area in a vehicle. Vienna Paint Store reports fraudulent check written on account. The co-owner of Vienna Paint and Decorating, located in the 200 block of Glinden Street, SE, told Vienna police on June 4 at 9:11 a.m. that someone wrote a fraudulent check on the store's business account. Suspect breaks into vehicle in Vienna, steals checkbook and large amount of cash. A local resident called 911 on June 4 at 1:27 p.m. after observing a man exit a vehicle at 359 Maple Avenue, E., break the rear passenger door of the vehicle next to it and take items from the vehicle. The man then immediately fled the area, police said. When the owner returned to her vehicle, she found that her checkbook and a large amount of U.S. currency she just had withdrawn from the bank were missing. Manager at Vienna Ice Cream Store reports ongoing problems with customer. The manager at Dairy Queen, 304 Maple Avenue, W. informed Vienna police June 4 at 8:33 p.m. that a man had entered the store and begun arguing with her. The manager had previously had numerous encounters with the same man, who reportedly had stolen tip jars and acted belligerently toward the employees. The manager posted photos of the man so the employees would be aware. The man took down the photos and left the store, police said. Fairfax Police launch summer enforcement effort. The Fairfax County Police Department on June 4 launched its 2024 Summer Crime Prevention Initiative and announced this year's focus areas. This coordinated effort aims to reduce crime through strategic prevention and focused enforcement. The initiative will last from June through August and have a different focus area and patrol coordination model each month. The focus areas and resource plans will be created in coordination with the department's crime analysis unit, using data to combat crime trends and patterns more effectively. During June, county police will focus on community-based crimes. Officers will be deployed strategically across the county to combat criminals who target local communities and businesses. This three-prong approach will include officers increasing proactive patrol and enforcements to combat reckless street takeovers, increasing foot patrols and presence at late-night establishments, and working with community partners and businesses to create better long-term solutions. Street takeovers exhibit reckless and unsafe behavior. These gatherings not only disrupt the peace, but also pose significant dangers to participants and bystanders, police said. Officers will monitor known hotspots countywide and take action against reckless driving, speeding, and illegal car modifications to ensure local roads remain safe. Officers also will be increasing their presence through foot patrols in neighborhoods and public spaces across the county and heightening police presence at late-night establishments. This increased visibility aims to deter criminal activity. The department's district stations will focus on strengthening relationships with community partners and businesses. Collaboration with the community is key to the success of the department's initiatives, officials said. As always, police encourage residents to remain vigilant and report any suspicious activities to the department. Report emergencies by dialing 911 and non-emergency incidents by calling 703-691-2131. If you are interested in neighborhood watch training or becoming more involved with the Fairfax County Police Department, connect with your local crime prevention unit officers.